This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 KFrog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has announced plans to revise the definition of waters of the United States, potentially furthering reducing Clean Water Act protections. This move follows the 2023 Supreme Court decision in Sackett v. EPA and could have significant implications for California's water resources. California lawmakers are taking action to safeguard our state's waters, including the Right to Clean Water Act, legislation that would enshrine key federal protections of the Clean Water Act into California state law. On the line to tell us more is Sean Bothwell, Executive Director of the California Coastkeeper Alliance. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Start by telling us, how have recent Supreme Court cases affected California's water protections?
Really, the Supreme Court's decision and the Sackett decision was the first, I would say, major blow to our Clean Water Act protections here in California. And as you mentioned, that decision really looked at what are considered waters of the United States. And that's an important definition because that really determines whether the Clean Water Act protects a waterway or it doesn't. And then recently there's been another Supreme Court case, San Francisco v. EPA, that also made it more difficult for our agencies to protect our waterways. And we're concerned that there's other cases on the horizon that will likely be heard later this year that are going to just further erode protection for our waters.
What is SB 601 and what's at risk if it fails?
So Senate Bill 601 aims to put the Clean Water Act protections that we've enjoyed for 50 years into California law so that we don't lose protections and our waterways maintain the same protections that we've had for the last 50 years. The bill incorporates different Clean Water Act tools into our water agency's portfolio to allow them to essentially maintain the status quo. While we watch the rest of the nation go backwards in a lot of ways, but particularly in environmental protections, SB 601 aims to just keep the status quo and keep the same protections and the same waterways protected that we've always had and enjoyed.
How does SB 601 respond to the Sackett v. EPA decision and the rollback of Clean Water Act protections?
Sure. So because of the Sackett decision, now our waterways are only protected under the Clean Water Act if the waterway is relatively permanently flowing. And so you can imagine, particularly in Southern California, Inland Empire, and San Diego, there's a lot of waterways that aren't flowing all year long. There's, you know, based on our climate, we have a very Mediterranean climate, and waterways flow when, you know, it rains largely, and sometimes they're not flowing. And so this Sackett decision says that the areas that aren't flowing permanently no longer receive Clean Water Act protections. And so Senate Bill 601 tells the state to maintain that same level of protections for all of those waterways that are losing federal protection.
What new permitting requirements will SB 601 introduce to prevent water pollution?
So the bill requires that people maintain their permit standards. You know, the water boards have been producing permits for decades now, and all those permits have water quality standards and different provisions in there. The bill would require these agencies to maintain those standards and not go backwards. We also have something called the 303D list, which is essentially a list of all the waterways in California that are overly polluted so that we can't either fish, swim, drink in those waters. And this would maintain that list even for the waterways that are no longer covered under the Clean Water Act.
What role will the State Water Resources Control Board play in enforcing SB 601?
So not necessarily enforcing SB 601, but SB 601 provides the State Water Board with the same enforcement tools under state law that they currently have under federal law. Right now, if SB 601 were not to pass, the enforcement of state permits is a lot more cumbersome, a lot more difficult, takes a lot more resources, taxpaying resources from the state to hold polluters accountable. And so SB 601 standardizes enforcement so that the water boards have the same tools under the Clean Water Act they now would have under state law as well to help them hold polluters accountable.
What environmental and public health benefits will SB 601 bring to California?
So you can imagine if there's a waterway that loses protection just because it doesn't flow all year long. If I dump a ton of trash into that waterway, that doesn't mean that that trash is not going to end up at our local beach, not going to end up in our streams and our rivers and where we swim, where we fish, what we use to drink for. And so just because it's not flowing all year long doesn't mean that the pollutants don't end up getting to our major waterways. And so the Sackett decision is really going to allow for additional pollution to hit our beaches. So it's further unsafe for us to swim at our local beaches and our waterways. It's going to make treating drinking water more expensive. And it's going to make it more dangerous to eat the fish in our surrounding watersheds.
I'm speaking with Sean Bothwell, Executive Director of the California Coast Keeper Alliance. You mentioned the importance of protecting drinking water sources, preventing dangerous flooding, and supporting vital fish and wildlife habitat. Can you give us specific examples of how the rollback of Waters of the U.S. protections could negatively impact each of these areas in California?
Sure. First off, without Clean Water Act protections, we aren't protecting our wetlands as well as we envisioned under the Clean Water Act. And so wetlands are just a natural buffer that prevents flooding, allow there to be some flexibility between our rivers and our land. And so being able to fill in wetlands will lead to more flooding in our urban communities and our rural. If we're allowed to discharge more pollutants into our waterways because of the rollback from Sackett, it just makes it that much more expensive and energy intensive to treat our water. It just means that they're going to have to do more processes to make our water safe to drink. And as we allow pollutants, because we don't have Clean Water Act protections anymore, those pollutants bioaccumulate in our fish and, you know, in the seafood that we eat. For example, we allow our wastewater facilities to continue to discharge nutrients out into the ocean and into our freshwater areas. We get things called harmful algae blooms, and those eventually die off and lead to ocean acidification and hypoxia. Hypoxia is essentially the lack of oxygen in our water. And because of that, you see, you know, sea lions dying on shore, and you see these massive fish kill off in our harbors and off our coast. That's all happening because upstream, we are not protecting our waterways the way we should. And this Sackett decision and Cummings administration rule is only going to further weaken our Clean Water protections and lead to more of those pollutants creating these problems.
What are the next steps in the EPA's rulemaking process, and what can Californians do to voice their concerns?
Essentially, this administration has announced that they're going to create their own Water of the United States rule based on the Sackett decision. And so it's going to be that administration's interpretation of the Supreme Court case. So the Supreme Court case was bad enough, and this rule is going to just make matters worse. There really is a spectrum of, you know, what is considered relatively permanent. And the administration will create that rule that will then be interpreted by courts for years to come. But we estimate that in statewide, there's about 600,000 miles of streams that are going to lose protections, a lot being in Southern California, and anywhere from 50 to 93% of our wetlands are going to lose Clean Water Act protection because of this rule change.
What role do you see for the California Coast Keeper Alliance and other environmental advocates in pushing for the passage of the Right to Clean Water Act, and what are the biggest hurdles you anticipate?
Our role is really trying to actuate our intent. We helped write the bill to begin with, but it's a large bill and it's a complicated issue. And so we want to make sure that we really are just maintaining the status quo and not expanding regulations upon folks that have always been under a state permit and not the federal permit. So, for example, agriculture. We want to make sure that we're not encroaching the regulations of the Clean Water Act onto agriculture. So that is largely our biggest hurdle, is making sure that we are writing the law very precisely so that we are not expanding any regulations, that all we are doing is maintaining the status quo. And it's more difficult than it sounds, just because it's such a large body of water that has been argued about for years. And so trying to get it just right is really the key to this bill.
What are some concrete actions Californians can take to support the protection of our waters?
So I think that the most important thing is calling your state assembly members, your state senators. They need to hear from folks that clean water is important to everyone. Otherwise, they're going to just hear from the regulated community and the folks that want to go backwards, the folks that like the rollbacks of environmental protections. And they're hearing a lot from those folks right now. And so it's important for, you know, local community members to really speak up to their elected officials that clean water is important to them and that they should pass SB 601.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've been speaking with Sean Bothwell, Executive Director of the California Coast Keeper Alliance. Anything else you want us to know?
There's a lot of attacks right now on our agencies that's just making their lives and their jobs a lot more difficult. And they were already under-resourced to begin with, and now they're under-resourced and have these extra things they have to do to make sure our water remains safe. And so SB 601 really provides them the tools to continue to do their job and protect our waters so that everyone has swimmable, fishable, drinkable waters statewide.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and thank you for all that you are doing to help protect our water.
Great, thank you. Really appreciate it.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.